BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Chris has made an emotional montage because he misses doing the red button football commentary for the World Cup. One newspaper really enjoyed the commentary. Chris's auntie Trees calls him to congratulate. Real or No Real with Greg James. And today's innuendo bingo was off the scale. Pixie Lot did not expect that. It's all on this podcast starting now.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so you know the BBC have launched BBC Music this week. If you don't know about it, look it up online. Because of that, someone has put a piano in the reception here in the main BBC building in central London, where thousands of people pass through every day. And the piano says on it, BBC Music, play me. And at the moment, there's a guy down there, literally the worst piano playing I've ever heard.
Oh,
and,
really?
And everyone is kind of like awkwardly going, should we tell him? Because like, there's loads of people in there. There's like BBC tours of people coming through all the time, like all the news readers, like, you know, Jeremy Paxman, etc. And this guy is doing chopsticks. It's not good.
I don't know. I think it's one of those things, though. I mean, they do want anyone to play it, don't they? I mean, have you not been tempted?
No, it's just say, play me if you're good. Because he's not. I mean, no offence to the lad. But he's embarrassing himself in front of potentially a lot of people. A lot of Japanese tourists in there today are just, like, cringing.
I mean, I'm happy to go down and give it a go if you'd like.
Oh, God. This is giving you an idea now. Also, earlier today, just to catch up with a few things that have happened to me, I was in a shop and kind of went in and out. And as I left the shop, maybe the dog ran out of the shop. There was a shop dog.
There was a what?
There was a dog in the shop.
A shop dog?
Yeah, and maybe it escaped. And then
what
the owner...
What kind of shop were you in? I don't understand this. So was it
a
guard
dog? Down the road. Or... You know that road of quite strange shops that you wouldn't really find anywhere else?
Oh, yeah.
They largely sell pashminas. Oh.
So there was an owner in there.
There was an owner in there.
There was a dog.
With a little dog. So the dog runs out, and maybe it's because I opened the door and I didn't see the dog running out that the dog has now run out onto the road. So this is a problem. So all the traffic gets stopped and she comes out going, Lion King! Lion King! The dog's called Lion King.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, come here! And then so I try and chase it to make it like to come back, and then it goes under a van and she's like, no, don't chase it, it'll make it worse. Then she comes out with food and is going, Lion King! Lion King! Under the van, like, offering the food to the dog to try and get it out. I mean, it's all fine now, but there was a bit of drama for a while, wasn't there?
Was she angry at you?
Not necessarily. She's like, oh, Lion King always does this.
And Lion King's all right now?
Lion King's absolutely fine, I'm pleased to report, but a bit of drama there, please. So, bingo today, you up for it?
I'm well up for it, are you?
Yeah, Pixie Lot at 1:45. Listen and watch. I reckon we'll get a lot of people watching this today. Let us know if you will be watching. 1:45... is you just put the Radio 1 website on and there's a massive thing there that says play. I'll tell you when the cameras are going on and then you can do what you want.
I think people need to get properly set up for this one. I'm saying if it's your lunch break, you know, get all the lunch out, work out, you know, the screen that you're going to be watching it on. I think prepare your area now and then really enjoy it. It's going to be a good one.
Absolutely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Can someone tell me, has Pitbull graduated?
I saw something about this on Twitter. What's going on?
Oh, he's just my hero. I love him so much.
I think he's like you. I think he's been given a degree.
That did happen to me once.
Did you pose like Pitbull did?
No, that's a very unfortunate pose. I did have to wear that same kind of gown get-up, though. I wonder what he's been given a doctorate in. Surely not music.
Maybe it's travel-related.
What, maybe been around the world?
Yeah, yeah. Mr. 305.
Do you think?
Could be.
Because like, he does go around the world a lot in his songs.
He's got a lovely graduation smile on him.
And she said, Pitt, you can have me and your sister.
Mm.
He has got a good graduation smile. It really sets off that slightly sweaty, bald head, doesn't it? No sunglasses, I noticed as well, in the picture. That is my favourite picture for some time. You know, like, I've got a Pitbull gallery now, don't you?
Do you?
I do. Of, like, different pictures of Mr. Worldwide. And that is going in. Save immediately.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Is this your first meeting with Pixie Lott since you hung up on her that time on the phone?
No. It's been a couple of times now. Okay. Do you remember we also made her play that game that we created? Do you remember when there was that game show, Red or Black?
Yeah.
And we made an alternative to that, which was a while ago now, thinking about it.
Was that
The elbow game.
Elbow.
Yeah, the
one,
elbow game.
Where you had to decide between whether it was
a sort of a bent elbow or a bottom. Or the other. Anyway, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Because that would be awkward if it was like the first time you met her after she hung up and the next thing you're doing is like spitting in her face.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
So good right now. Don't know why we did that. I can't believe this is the first time we've ever got you in for Innuendo Bingo.
I know. I've been missing out.
We've known each other, we've all known each other for a long time now and you've never been on it. Have you turned it down in the past?
No, I honestly haven't.
Blatantly, yeah.
I honestly haven't. I've never been asked. And when I found out the other day, I was like, yeah.
I can imagine it now. Like, she's got to get a call from her agent. Who? Scott Mills. Six glass of champagne.
Yeah.
Tell him no.
I would never do that.
So what's been going on?
I've been, everyone always asks me this and my memory is so bad.
Well, I can fill you in. I saw you in the paper yesterday and you were spotted in a pub.
In a pub?
It's like a trendy pub.
I've never
in London.
Okay, yeah. Now, I have been actually scooting around a lot.
Yeah.
And
have you heard
I
about
feel
this?
Like I've had not
no,
much
what's
sleep.
This?
It's this new place, which I'm not going to say the name of it, but it's like, almost can't get in. It's like a really
one of those. What place are you talking about?
Pub. It's called. It's something to do with fire.
Okay, I know that place.
Yeah.
Do you know? It's actually really, really nice inside.
I
sort of feel like a little bit cliche because loads of people keep going there. But
it's in the paper all the time.
Yes.
But like, we'll never get to see the inside of that. Chris.
No.
Oh, that's a complete lie.
But is it full of idiots? I mean, how does it work with?
No,
these
that's
things?
The thing. It's actually really nice inside, and it's like really chilled and. It's not like it's not really busy.
Don't get bothered by Normo.
Yeah.
No one asked for pictures.
We could all go there now after this.
Yeah, because we might get in with you.
We'll get in with you, definitely.
I'll come off.
Is it true that Lindsay Lohan now lives above that pub?
Really?
I think so.
No.
I think she might do.
That's
like,
crazy.
If you're going to live above anywhere, live above there.
Yeah.
Lindsay, not. Do you know what? We were just looking through all of your songs. Chris was reminding himself of all the old videos, weren't you?
Which ones?
You've had some bangers.
Thank you.
We were looking at, Cry Me Out we looked at. All About Tonight.
Yeah.
That one, Tinchy Strider, what's that called? Something like
Bright Lights.
Yeah,
Bright Lights.
And so you got your new song here, which we're going to play in a minute. Lay Me Down. What's that about?
It's about, do you know what? It's like, compared to my last single, it's still soulful, but it's got a tempo to it, so you can have a little dance in your chair if you want. And it's more of like a meaningful lyric. It's more soulful.
Is it about wanting to lie down?
Well, no, it's more just like getting back close with someone who you've grown apart from. Mm. So that is the vibe.
Okay. Have you got your mates on this one as well?
Because
the last
mates?
One, yeah, you were saying that, do you remember on your last one, the guy at the start of it,
was my friend from school.
Yeah.
He was amazing, by the way, Michael Jukes.
So you haven't got him back for...
No, I haven't. There isn't really a feature like that on this song. There's not... do you remember how it goes?
It was so good. Right, so on Pixie's last song, she got her mate to this bit beginning. It kind of went, do it.
Was that him? One of your friends from school?
Yeah.
Oh,
he sounds wicked on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't have a sort of funky old school vibe thing like that on this track. So.
That's actually, if I was a pop star, the first thing I would do is get all my mates in the videos.
Oh yeah, I always do that. All my friends from school are always in my videos, or my family, or my friends came on tour with me as the dancers. So it's more fun that way, isn't it?
It's brilliant being friends with a pop star, isn't it?
Yeah, do you get to, like, design your own videos? Do you get much say in it? Because it's a great excuse for a holiday, isn't it?
I know. Well, that's what I thought on this song.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the video, it's, like, it's set in the south of France. Yes. And I feel like as time goes on...
How handy.
And I've never been there before, so it was an excuse to go there. Mm. But when I first did my first videos, obviously it was more the label saying, oh, this is a good idea, like, these are the treatments. But now, because I've done a few videos now...
So you can just go, where do I want to go? And stick a pin in the map. Oh, the south of France.
Exactly. Yes. I thought, what better place to do? And it's all, like, French Riviera vibes. And I got to wear loads of different outfits. I've got a passion for fashion. So I got to have loads of different looks in there. And usually I only get to do a couple.
Yeah.
So I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I loved it out there.
So is it like, if EasyJet go there, you'll be there?
If you go there?
EasyJet.
Exactly. Do you know what? It wasn't an EasyJet plane. And listen to this. I got the EasyJet plane back and Vivienne Westwood was on the flight.
OMG.
Well, you got on a flight once with Pamela Anderson.
Yes. No way.
That was an EasyJet. Gatwick North, 5:55 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Who's going to Cavos?
Me and Pammy on the way to Corfu. Not even joking.
Pamela Anderson was going to Cavos.
Yeah, because I don't think she was going. I mean, she was going to the island Corfu. I didn't see her on the strip, but there was a big, like, massive excitement in the airport. I was like, what's going on? You know, it's like 5 o'clock, and you're like, argh. And it was actual Pamela Anderson. God. But then she forgot that, of course, even though she was a speedy boarder, she had to get the coach between the plane and the terminal.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, on the way to Cavos, quite a lot of stag doos. So she had to endure at least 5 minutes of,
oh my God,
Permie. And you can imagine the kind of things that they were saying to her.
That is the wrong flight, really, for her to get on, because I just bet the lads.
You've been to Cavos,
crazy,
haven't you? You and your mates have done one of these holidays.
How do you know this?
I swear,
sort of stuff?
You've said this before.
Yeah, no, we
I've
didn't go to Cavos, we went to Cos. So that all is right, sort of around the same area.
Did you get
it?
Shirts made?
No, we didn't get shirts. We always too last minute, but I would have loved to have done that. But yeah, there was like a strip scenario.
Yeah, yeah, there's always a strip. Yeah.
And it was funny. We had a good
it's
time.
Good
I think
fun.
It was a couple of years ago.
Fish bowls?
Fish bowls, yeah. You got to do the fish
can't go
bowls.
Wrong, can't go wrong. Yeah. Okay, we're going to play Lay Me Down by Pixie Lott, and then we're going to get you guys in position to play today's Inyana Bingo. How are you feeling about this?
I'm slightly nervous, but I'm excited. It's my first time.
Yeah. You know how this works, so you've seen videos.
Yeah.
Do you okay. know, I mean,
you have to get involved.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Who have you seen? Do you remember?
I saw the one to do it with
okay.
Max and
oh, that was quite a while ago. That was, and that was quite mild, I'd say.
It's funny though.
Yeah, that's it's good. It's just gone up a level recent. Well, yeah, in the last year, I would say.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We have now moved positions. You'll see, if we should turn on the cameras now at bbc.co.uk/radio1, that Pixie and Chris are sat opposite each other and about to play bingo.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's going to be good. You know the people outside, is that your glam squad?
We've got Jackie here who does lovely makeup and hair.
Hi, Jackie.
We've got Katie who's part of the management team.
Hi.
And we got Rob from the label.
Oh, Rob, I didn't see you there. There was a monitor in your face. I couldn't see you.
I don't know why I keep doing American accent today.
I don't
usually do that.
Okay, so we're getting introduced to the team now on the cameras as well. That's well good. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Turn the cameras on. Let's do it. Get online. Get to your phone. Get to a laptop. Get to a computer. We're about to watch Bingo with Pixie Lott.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Dramatic.
So.
Don't let the music scare you, because it does scare some people.
It is scary.
Right, it's a bit like theme park music.
We cheers.
It's cold.
It's unlucky to cheers with water.
Why?
Why?
I don't know, that's just a known fact, I thought.
Oh, sorry.
Do you always cheers before you do it?
Well, yeah,
often.
But I won't if it's unlucky. I
thought it was unlucky. Oh. I'm superstitious, though.
Okay.
Won't sorry do that.
Uncheers it. Okay, so, water, please.
Right, you ready?
It's quite cold on impact, Pixie,
so just
to
do
warn
a big
you.
Gulp and
please
just
don't swear. A big gulp, because he can fill his cheeks.
Really?
Still
yeah.
Okay, I'll
twice a week he does it, you see? So we start in Innuendo Bingo today with some fantastic news. I can tell you that later on in today's game, and I'm so looking forward to it, we have a new clip from our favourite BBC WM presenter, Caroline Martin. Not allowed to use hands. If it comes out, it comes out. Caroline is one of the new queens of bingo. If you don't remember Caroline, and I'll ask you to take some water if you... Okay. Caroline is here now with an important travel update.
Yes, you are right, everybody that is texting through about the travel situation at Bellend. We do have issues there, but I'm sure that Liz will update us on the goings-on at Bellend at 2 o'clock this
morning. Oh, my God.
See what I mean?
You don't hold back, do you, Chris? Oh, my... Okay, yeah. Right, it's
okay.
on now.
And this is the way it's going to be. It's on.
I can't believe I got this wet.
Thank
already.
You. That's the first one. Caroline Martin there.
The goings on at Bellend.
Clear and smooth at Bellend. Traffic's moving freely again. More from Caroline later
right,
on Innuendo
yeah.
Bingo.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Over to BBC One now for the coverage of England versus Italy last week. And Gabby Logan's impressed by England manager Roy Hodgson, who really seems to be taking advantage of his time in Brazil.
But I think even in the first half, we had some very good chances to score. And in the second half, we did everything but score. You did have good chances to score, and you penetrated that Italian box.
You are so gimme.
Give it back to him.
Oh, my God.
Give it back to him.
Okay, I've got to get you on the screen.
You penetrated that Italian box.
Thank you, Lee, for that one.
My contact lenses are filled up with water.
BBC.co.uk/Radio 1 if you want to watch this. It's incredible already.
We've had that situation a couple of times where things start falling off. Is that going to happen
what,
today?
What, my contact?
Eyelashes.
No, like the,
my eyelashes. Yeah. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. If it does, it's all right.
All right.
Okay, sticking with the football. Ball water, please. Get him. And we go to Clarence Seedorf in the pundit's chair with this advice for how the players could make the beautiful game even more exciting.
Yeah, he's worried with the players behind him, and if you want to help him, he needs to come in his face.
Yes, Chris, you took it like a man.
Is it all right with the equipment? I just got it really...
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. On the headphones.
Oh, no, it's all good because we've sheeted up. There's a lot of protection.
He needs to come in and see his face.
Lots of emails about that one, including Steve, Jenna and Nick. Now over to Channel 4's Sunday Brunch. Water, please. Simon Rimmer. I love Rimmer. Mm-hmm. Always vigorous in the kitchen. And once again, here he is on Sunday Brunch, getting really quite carried away.
There you go. Is that band out enough?
More. More. If you want, I'll keep bashing it out.
Oh, this is great. This is great now.
Now we're on.
Keep bashing it out.
Jordan and Megan spotted that one. Now, a reminder here that we are on high alert for another Caroline Martin clip. Anytime soon. While we wait for it, let's have another one of her classics. Now, this is a long clip, so, Chris, Pixie, you might need to refuel mid-flight.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline Martin here on BBC West Midlands, everyone.
I know it's not a very glamorous picture that I'm painting here, but what are you going to do? You can't swallow it, can you? And then one lodged right in the back of my throat. I tell you what, I've not had anything lodged in the back of my throat like that since the day I was driving home. Okay, and this is the truth. I'm driving home down the expressway and I'm sucking on a humbug. And as I turn to the side, the man in the car winks at me, so I'm trying to flutter my eyelashes accordingly at him, and it all goes wrong because I suck so hard I swallow the humbug and I'm sat there gagging on the expressway, nearly causing a collision, all down to a little flirt. Do you know what I mean? So that is the trouble of getting things in your throat. I'm going to put a mask on tonight when I go out for my walk. But anyway, the fact that there's more in abundance and they're all coming in this direction does not fill me with cheer. Thank you.
Thanks, Caroline. Here's Passenger. She's brilliant, isn't she? She's done a brilliant one.
Who is this lady?
Caroline Martin. Afternoons on BBC WM, if you want to have a listen.
Never Does she ends. Know what she's doing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
She sounds a bit confused.
Right.
I don't know whether she knows
amazing.
Whether she, where she is. Okay, now over to ITV's This Morning.
You all right?
I'm, like, drowning
It's great, though. People are loving this.
I'm a drowned rat.
Let us know if you're watching. 8119. ITV's This Morning, and it's newspaper reviewer Quentin Letts. And some news here from Quentin about something very unfortunate that's happened to his wife.
On the whole, why not? My wife's vegetable patch has been decimated.
That's one of my favourite from today, I think.
My wife's vegetable patch has been decimated.
Awful when that happens.
My eyelash is off now.
Oh, it's off.
Oh, it's gone.
It's off. Do you want that for memorabilia?
Yeah, go on.
Carl took his iPad to work with him just so he could watch this Innuendo Bingo today on a specially planned break.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Anthony and Lincoln, for that vegetable patch this morning clip. More sport now. Here we go. You all right, Pixie?
I'm hanging in there.
More sport, and it's time to go over to the cricket on Channel 5 for my favourite clip from Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. And there is a surprise on the pitch for the player, Aranga.
Oh, I got him. It's a beauty. Aranga takes it up the slope.
Yeah.
You're just firing it at me. Oh my god.
Oh god, I love this game.
I wore a black t-shirt today, not a white t-shirt.
Yeah, probably best.
Yeah.
Oh okay, my gosh. So no this more. No more waiting. It's Caroline Martin time, everyone. So as we join her, Caroline has been busy playing a Phil Collins track on BBC West Midlands. Water, please. And while the music's been on, while she's been playing Phil Collins, Caroline's been very busy in the studio.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change.
What?
She just makes me laugh, this woman.
She is good. Okay, but we'll start it again.
Carry on.
Okay, yeah, just carry on. Try and get a bit further in.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I tell you.
It's the best one ever. Again.
I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I tell you.
Oh, Caroline.
This woman is hilarious.
She's brilliant, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And finally, a classic from Pointless.
Right, last one.
Okay, go for it. I'm going to need more fuel.
All right.
Now, with tonight's England game fast approaching, here's Pointless Richard with a fun football anecdote for us. And I'll certainly be something, well, hoping that something like this happens later on this evening during the match.
Terrific answer, Jim. Very well played, Zaragoza, the home of Real Zaragoza. Never won La Liga. They famously, in 1995, beat Arsenal in the final of the Cup Winners' Cup when Naeem lobbed Seaman from the halfway line.
Yes. And that episode of Bingo was dedicated to Caroline Martin.
I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I tell you.
Thank you very much, Pixie Lot.
Well done.
I've got another eyelash here. I'm going to have to just put it there. They're like two spiders.
Do you know what, though? You still look lush.
Oh,
it's all fine.
Too good.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And thank you, Pixie Lot. That was absolutely amazing.
It was a pleasure.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I've got a little bit of a show and tell for you now, actually. Oh. If you
not done this for a while.
Kim Kardashian's new video game?
No way.
Obsessed.
What's this?
It's called Kim Kardashian Hollywood. And it's out next week. She put this on her Instagram yesterday. And it's a video game. You like give me an example of like how you would defeat somebody in a game.
Well, I mean, most video games I play involve, they're generally like shoot 'em ups, or I play a lot of Wiz Khalifa, the generic football game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa. And that, you know, ultimately you're beating someone in various different ways. I mean, that's the main point of most video games. I can't quite see what she's going to be doing.
Well, in this one, here's the jeopardy. It's which black dress out of 50 identical black dresses should you wear?
Right.
And that's the drama.
I see.
Yeah.
And right, and this is they've turned it, but what's the game element of it?
Basically, it's an app, and you kind of go to parties and you create your own really annoying celebrity. And then she says things like, oh, I love that outfit.
Hey, doll.
Hey, doll.
I love your style.
Putting your all into this, as you can hear.
Bible, I love that on you. I'm so excited.
What she's done there is she's gone into the recording studio and they're like, right. Yeah, here's the lines for the for the video game. What? Video game. You've got it coming out next week. Okay. And then she's just like read each line with no particular feeling.
I'm so excited.
She's not that excited, listen.
I'm so excited.
You're not. I'm so excited.
I can't believe she's got a game. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That's out next week. And your one?
Do you know what? I've got a little show and tell today. This is a wicked tune, right? And there's this video that's gone big on the internet. I played you a bit of it earlier, but It's called The Game Before the Game. It's quite a famous advert at the moment, but it's all about the bit before a football match. It's got so many superstar footballers in. It's huge. It's such a tune. Can I play it to you in a bit?
Yeah. Okay, so this sounds like a bit of an event.
Yeah, I really want you to play it, though, because it's a proper, proper good tune.
I'm so excited.
No, I don't think it feels right straight after the Kardashian.
Okay, so we'll do it, like, let's say 2:40.
Okay, deal.
And this video,
you'll play it?
I'll play it, of course. And this video is a big deal, is it?
It's just such a cool video. It's something about the video that really stirs it up inside. If you're a football fan, it's like
before the players are going on.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool video.
I'm so excited.
When are we playing my tune, man?
We'll play it after the next song.
You've got the Jay-Z version as well, haven't you? I've heard a lot about this.
It's really long. It's supposed to be that long.
It's epic.
Okay. I need to see this video as well. Will it make me like football even more than I do at the moment?
I showed you a bit of it, but I don't feel you were concentrating properly.
And Neymar's in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Knowledge. And then he wears not many clothes.
There's all these superstars in it. It's
Did I see Nicki Minaj?
I think at one point she's in it, yeah. It's all about those moments before a game. And if you're a football fan, it's an amazing video.
Okay.
Like, really amazing video. But the song you're going to play, wicked.
Millions of views already.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll play it next. Right, so what's this you were telling me about a voicemail?
Odd, yes. I got a voicemail from my auntie Trees.
Oh, Trees! We've not heard from her for ages.
You love her.
Her name's Therese, but you call her Trees.
Is
this the way it comes out of your mouth?
Anyway, got a voicemail from my auntie Trees.
Hi,
found
Trees.
It a bit odd at the time, but I now know more about it. But anyway, I wanted to share it with you.
Okay. We got it there, yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. It's Auntie Trees here. Hope you're all right. Saw your thing in the paper this morning about the World Cup commentary. Really pleased for you. Okay. Just a minute. I was putting the kettle on. Sorry, Chris. Anyway, hope to speak to you soon. See you. Bye.
Oh, hi, Trees.
Love it a bit. Very proud of a story that has come out today, seemingly.
Yeah, is this the one where they were talking about our alternative football commentary on the red button?
Yeah.
And they called it a puerile Radio 1 feed from Scott Mills and co-host Chris, which has greatly annoyed members of the BBC sport team in Brazil. This is the same one, right?
Yeah, but don't you love how my aunt is with it? She's like, well done, son.
Well, bless her for trying to put a positive spin on it, but... Like, did she read that whole article or what?
Because
it's not great.
No, it's not. It's probably, well, I don't know. It's not that bad, but it's not great. And it's in a kind of, I suppose you'd describe it as a serious sports column in the paper.
I've got it here. The most puerile, childish, pathetic stuff you could wish to hear.
Yes.
Utter garbage. I'm quite pleased with that.
I think that's a great result.
Yeah.
But don't you like...
I mean, that's what we were aiming for, right?
But I didn't expect to be getting voicemails from my auntie.
Oh, we're very proud. What?
You love her, don't you?
Yes. Can we ring her?
No.
Let's ring Trees. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1, so there's the difference between you and me, Chris. I bring the new Kim Kardashian video game to the table today.
I'm so excited.
You bring a song about football. Is it about football? Or is it just like the feeling that you get when you're about to walk out onto the pitch if you're a player?
Yeah, I think if you've seen the video, it then makes you feel even better about the song. I'm going to put this out. It's probably one of the greatest songs ever made, technically. Now, I know you won't believe that.
Well, I know. But I don't because of what you've said before. What was the other song you said was probably the greatest of all time?
Shakira, She-Wolf.
Yes. Not the greatest song of all time.
I don't know. It's epic.
Okay.
I can't believe you're going to play it now.
The video's helping you a lot, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm a big fan of the video.
So, it's an American alternative rock band from New York. They've previously worked with Imagine Dragons and Eminem. They're called X Ambassadors. And it's Jamie N. Commons, who's based in London, kind of rock folk musician. He has featured on Eminem's tracks before. And then Jay-Z is also on this version. It's Jungle on BBC Radio 1. I'm playing it now. Into the jungle. Did Jay-Z really say that he sipped champagne from the World Cup? You didn't know.
That was part of it.
You didn't know, mate.
Big song, eh?
It's big. Dale off Oxford says this is banging. I was expecting a bit more singing towards the end, but it didn't really happen. Oh, wow. This is definitely my new hype-up song before a run, says Rich in Yarmouth. Actually, this would be awesome for running.
I might make this my new walk-on music when I play darts with my mate Shed.
Yeah. Or this could be your new workout music. Are you doing that yet?
Not yet. No. I will. I need to crack on with that, actually, really.
I thought this was going to be the song that players walk onto the pitch to. I was a bit gutted when I found out it wasn't, says Mark in Belfast. Still going.
It will never end.
I agree with Chris. Possibly the best song ever, made greater, even greater, by Jay-Z, says Craig in Loughborough.
Someone's put best song ever, question mark. Chris, are you okay, hon?
The video really, really helps.
Yeah,
well.
Do you know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe if you see the video and then know what it's all about, it's massive.
I think it's finally finished. Just checking.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. It's starting again.
I think it's wicked. What are you saying, Mills?
Yeah.
Is this a bit of me?
It's really a bit of you. It's really you. I'm going to balance it out by playing the Saturdays now. Is that all right? Ex-ambassadors, okay. Jamie N. Commons, Jay-Z, Jungle. Mills here. I now have Chris's permission to phone Auntie Trees. She saw the bit in the paper earlier about our football commentary on the red button being puerile.
I don't know why you're so bothered about this.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Hi, Trees.
Hiya, all right?
You all right?
Yep.
So I got your voicemail.
All right, yes, yes.
You've seen the article?
I did see it, yeah.
Hmm.
To be proud of, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's an interesting spin you've taken on this one. Have you cut it out?
Really? I have, actually. Well, I've gone down to the shops to buy another paper for your gran, because she'd be interested in seeing it as well.
Oh, excellent.
So, she likes things like that. You know, she keeps a scrapbook.
Yeah. They called us puerile. I'm not puerile, am I?
Slightly. Sometimes. Well, all right then, yes.
Well, you seem happy with that anyway.
Oh.
What's going on?
Oh, that's my front door, sorry.
Do you want to answer it?
That's okay, she's in now. It's Anne. Did you want to speak to Anne?
Can do.
I think she is. Hello.
Hi, Anne.
Hello, Chris.
Did you see, I was in the paper earlier.
Were you?
Yeah, it was about... You know, did you hear the alternative commentary that me and Scott did?
I heard some of it.
They called us pathetic.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
A bit harsh, but Trees has run out to get a couple of copies for the family. Copies of the paper.
Yeah, we're going to get them laminated.
They described our commentary as utter garbage.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Chris. I told you this.
I know, that's a good way to look at it.
Kelly Clarkson.
Scott's here as well.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Anne. Mm. Love you quoting Kelly Clarkson songs.
Anne, is it all right if you put us back onto Trees?
Yeah, here she is.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Trees. I've always wanted to say it.
Oh, I don't know why he's trying to make that like a catchphrase
Hi,
or something.
Trees.
Hi, Trees. Because it sounds like high trees.
I kind of feel weird.
Tall trees.
Yeah. You got it.
It's great for my ego because I'm only 5'3".
Why are you talking to my aunt?
I'm enjoying this.
Get off.
Anyway, we've decided to take this as a compliment, being called puerile.
Yeah, well, you should.
Yeah, okay. As long as you agree.
Wear it as a badge of honour. Badge of honour.
That's what we're doing, Trees.
That's the way.
As long as the family are proud, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, we're proud. You know we always are.
You don't sound sure.
I am, you know I am.
Sounded a bit sarcastic, maybe.
No. How could I be sarcastic where you're concerned? You know, Chris, we used to play football together when you were Cantona and I was Teddy Sheringham.
Oh. Wait, Trees.
That's another story.
Yeah, it is. As long as the Starks are proud, it's all good.
You know, we're all of the same ilk, aren't we? We all have that in us, a bit of puerility.
The same milk?
The same milk. No, ilk.
Okay, milk. I don't know that one.
Not the same milk.
I was going to say, that's a bit weird. Trees?
Oh, God. Anyway,
No.
Good to speak to you.
All right, then.
We're all cut from the same wood. Is that the phrase?
That's not one.
Cloth.
Oh, no, that's even worse.
Okay, right, well, let's end this now. Good to speak to you, Trees.
Bye, then.
Bye, Trees.
Bye, Trees.
Bye, Trees.
Bye.
Bye, Trees.
Bye.
Bye, Trees.
Bye, High Trees.
Bye, High Trees.
Bye, High Trees.
My aunt. That threw up a lot of information there, didn't it? Just from speaking to the aunt for a few minutes.
A proper auntie chat as well, wasn't it?
So who? Which one were you? You were Cantona and she was Sheringham, was it? Is that it? Yeah. Also, I love a good scrapbook, don't you?
So why did you just put me on the phone to my aunt? Everything's weird.
It was nice I spoke to Anne as well.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Shout out to Chango the Beast, Chris's friend, who's getting... Well, he's in the pub now. Been there since three.
Has he tweeted that or something?
No. You just said earlier he was getting there at three. Yeah. It starts at eight,
I know,
mate.
But he feels the need to get a table.
Jeez.
You've got to be early.
Get a table.
He's in there all on his own just to save everyone, all the boys, a table.
I think you'll find that's reserved.
Badil and Skinner and the Lightning Seeds. And three lions.
I bet you what will happen, though, is he will get there that early, and then come about 6 o'clock, they'll wheel out the reserve signs to put on the table for those who've reserved tables.
And absolutely no point.
It's reserved from six.
Yeah. Okay, so Greg is here, and it's time to play Real or No Real.
Among the 250 new emojis that will be available on phones in the coming months is a sassy wagging finger.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
how
girlfriend.
Exciting. This is big news for all us phone nerds.
So many new emojis come in.
I actually think we've probably got enough. Because it's nice to make do, because the sort of half the fun is to go, oh, we haven't got that. Oh, just here's another aubergine.
Well, yeah. I like the sassy fingernail one, but this is going to be probably replacing in my phone that one with the sassy finger wag.
Right.
So, is that one or not?
Sort of leave that one there.
It's probably not one that I would use if it was an emoji.
Can't see. You're more Thunderbolt, aren't you?
I think the only one I've ever done, and I only got these emojis fairly recently, was an aubergine.
Oh, yeah, and the aubergine one, which annoyed me. Like, everyone was using it. It's like, let's stop that now.
What's the one you use most?
I don't know. Probably smiley face, right?
I'm definitely aubergine.
I like an aubergine. However, sassy finger wag, I would be all over that. But is it real or no real?
They must be doing more of them. Been quite popular. I'm going to say real.
I'll say no real then.
That one is no real.
No, yes. It's not part of the plans, but it should be.
This is completely boring, but you can put those. You can put GIFs in the phone now.
I know.
That is amazing.
Yes.
That is very exciting. A GIF.
I know.
Do you call it a
one.
GIF or a GIF?
I call it... I prefer the French, GIF.
It's like SIF and GIF.
And next.
Dutch DJ Armin van Buuren has become the official DJ of Madame Tussauds, with his waxwork permanently standing behind the decks in the VIP room.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
What a great idea.
But no offence to Armin van Buuren.
You don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no offence to all the big name DJs,
but he's not the biggest.
Generally, you don't know what they look like a large amount of the time.
Where's Tiesto? I thought he was the biggest.
That's what I'd see. You put him in there. Or maybe you'd put Calvin Harris. He's got a sort of more familiar face.
Calvin Harris you'd put in, definitely.
Tiesto surprised me when I saw him on your show, because I genuinely didn't know what he looked like.
Me neither.
I know that's a really bad thing to say. Possibly the biggest DJ in the world.
You know, oh, it's my dad. That's what you thought, wasn't it?
He's lovely. He's got quite a big face.
Massive face. I thought that. You know, I thought that at Radio 1's Big Weekend. Like, his face took over the whole stage.
Hello, look at me and my big face.
Yes, big face.
Look how big my face is.
Massive face. He's smoking a pancake.
Bigger than Big Ben.
But it reminded me of Gordon from Thomas the Tank Engine. You know, he's the one who's got the big face.
Brilliant face. DJ, though.
The lovely guy as well.
Real or no real?
Lovely guy.
Lovely bloke.
A lot of time for him.
Armin van Buuren, Madame Tussauds, real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I always get my Van Buren's and my Van Helden's mixed up.
Did you get them mixed up with your Van Dykes?
Did you say no real?
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. Surprising choice.
Van Buuren.
And next?
Under current British road law, it is illegal to cycle furiously.
I mean, what is furious cycling?
Well, it's when you stand up. You're trying to get away from the traffic lights and you just really, really go for it.
I've got an example here, actually, of cycling furiously from Jeremy Paxman and Boris Johnson on last night's Newsnight. It was Paxman's last one. And they took a little bike ride together. No one's really sure why.
This is the most stupid assignment I've ever...
This is your idea.
I've done war zones, Boris, that are easy.
Why did this happen?
Boris, this is a bit like being the back half of a pantomime horse.
It is.
Crikey.
Well done, Boris, you're doing good,
This is death.
The last thing he ever did on Newsnight was a bike ride with Boris Johnson.
There's a producer that really hated him.
Yeah.
Would you like a send-off? He went, no, I don't want a send-off.
No, go away.
I don't want any fuss. All right, we're going to put you on a tandem with Boris Johnson.
Yeah, have fun. See ya, bye.
Cycle him away,
probably
you?
Someone from One Extra sorted that out.
It's weird because he doesn't like lifts normally.
No.
So I saw him in a lift the other day.
I hope it wasn't the One Extra one.
I tried to take a photo of him and he gave me evils.
I would have opened the door and pushed him out.
Go away!
he doesn't like lifts because it's got Radio 1 and One Extra in them, so I'd open the door and push him out.
But is it illegal to cycle furiously?
I can't see how this can be a law. It's hard to define. I'm going to say no real.
No real. Silly.
That one is real.
What?
Yes, it is. Not allowed.
What do you mean cycling furiously? What, is that standing up and going for it?
I think so, yeah.
That's so to speak.
it's not allowed. Next.
To celebrate the arrival of their new single, Union J are taking part in Union Day. 24 hours of japes and challenges broadcast from their tour bus, presented by Natalie Cassidy.
No.
I love a jape.
Yeah.
Natalie Cassidy.
I mean, I love Nat Cass.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
What's the connection
there between Union J and
is
her?
Is Union J still on? I mean, we haven't heard much from them recently.
They have a new single, which was premiered in some places today.
Okay, and then there's going to be a Union J Day, potentially.
A bit like the 1D Day that I did with One Direction.
Sure.
But this is their version, only with Natalie Cassidy.
On the tour bus.
But yeah, they're on the tour bus. I was in the studio.
Is Nat Cass driving the tour bus?
God, I hope so.
What? Yeah, why would Natalie Cassidy be out of everyone?
She does do presenting now, I think.
I know, why would she... Why Union J?
Well, why me in One Direction, Greg?
But you're on the radio, you play their songs.
Yes, there's a connection.
Okay. She's in EastEnders. And unless Union J love Wellard or Dean Gaffney...
I genuinely can't think of one tiny connection that can link Union J and Natalie Cassidy.
Well, let me have your answer then, please.
By the way, I've not watched EastEnders in a while.
No. Wellard's not on anymore.
Really?
No. What about... they are bringing back loads of old characters, though. I realise that will be tricky with
Who's
Wellard.
Coming back?
Are they bringing back Dr. Legg?
Real or no real?
I can say no real. Greg?
I'm going to say... What did you say?
No real.
I'm going to say real, then. I'll go for it.
That one is no real.
Oh, there we are, then. So, at the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 20. Greg got 10. Thanks.
What's on today?
I'm just trying to think of other EastEnders characters that you could bring back.
Ethel.
Sanjay and Geeta.
I liked them, actually. What's on today?
Barry.
What?
No, Barry's dead, isn't
Barry?
He?
Barry's dead. Got pushed off a cliff.
Cindy.
Anyway,
on the show. Today we have film reviews with Rihanna. We have Simon Mundy live in Brazil amongst the Brazilians. And we have Example live on the show after 5 o'clock today.
Oh, Example. He rang us on our World Cup commentary the other night.
I did. I'm going to speak to him about that.
Yeah.
And check out the latest from his house, his four balconied house.
Greg James is next on Radio 1, and we'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Those were all the best bits of Thursday's show. Tomorrow, whoop, whoop, it is Friday. Join us on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. If you can't listen live, then get the best bits on this podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.